EZ99.1, it's Rob Hogan welcoming you into another edition of our Sunday morning program here south of Boston, and we welcome you for spending a little bit of your weekend with us. Happy to introduce you to someone today that, if you live in the Plymouth area, you visited the Plymouth area in the last few months, perhaps you have run across this gentleman. It's all about introducing you to people within our community who are doing lots of good things. And Desmond Curran, you are a performing artist on the streets of Plymouth, just moved back here recently. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you so much for inviting me, sir.
Absolutely. Now, so if someone sees you performing,
yep.
How are they going to know it's Desmond Curran?
Well, look for a funky hat.
Okay.
Okay, I always say I am a traveling troubadour, so I'll introduce myself saying I do spoken word, scenes from movies, Shakespeare, all my own rap, and some acoustic music. So I'm like a poo-poo platter of entertainment, but probably a higher level than the poo-poo platter.
Wow, that's a lot to digest, right? So to speak.
Yeah.
Desmond, how does one go about becoming a performer, street
a
performer?
Troubadour.
Were you in the theater?
Yes, do you have
a background in this? What brings you to this point?
Yeah, so I majored in theater arts. I went to Bates College.
Okay.
Back in the day. I was a big athlete, and I did this oral interpretation class. 11th grade, my mom forced me. I said, I'm not doing it. I was the captain of the wrestling team, you know, a lot of varsity sports, whatever. And I did it, and I loved it.
All it takes. You get bitten by that.
I got nailed. Yep. So I went to Bates. Pretty good theater program. Not amazing. And I honestly, it's such a good school and academic. It's a huge chemistry thing. Half the reason I did the acting was just because I knew it was probably the only way I'd get through the school. So I finished up there. I went and commercial fished on the Cape. I think I've had 25 jobs in my life, but it was always eating at me. So around 32 years old, I sold my boat. I moved to New York City with just a hockey bag. Didn't know a soul. And Boston was overwhelming for me. I liked little towns. Started personal training at Crunch Gym downtown on 14th Street. Commuted in from the Cloisters, probably 2 hours, to an acting school there, Esper Studios. Got a Law and Order role pretty quickly with lines and everything. Had a worldwide commercial immediately, but got completely overwhelmed. I think after a year, I didn't sleep for a month. It was just too much going on
for
me. Yeah, I was doing
a lot.
Yeah, I was doing 9 personal training sessions a day, then rushing to acting school, then doing tryouts. So it was not, and there was so many people in a little area. So I left. I just packed up. I left and I came back and I started to learn the guitar and just became a bouncer at a bar. Previously, before moving, I worked for Big Brother Big Sister as a case manager and also for delinquent youth on the Cape at this, they call it the Bad Boy Camp in Brewster. I don't know if it's still there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'll go back and work with kids, and I learned the guitar and became a counselor at South Brooklyn Academy in Red Hook. And there I worked with at-risk kids for 3 years, and it was an accelerated credit program. And then I got my master's in special ed, New York City teaching fellows. So you got to commit to the toughest districts in the 5 boroughs. They give you a free master's, but you got to teach in these places for 3 years. So that was tough. All gang members, really challenging, a lot of fights, a lot of trauma. And I taught special ed for 13 years. Did a lot, did some stand-up comedy, learned the guitar some. And when I moved back here, I left Buffalo, quit teaching, started writing a ton. Some of them became songs. Then I started memorizing some of the spoken word. And then I had songs. And then I memorized Shakespeare sonnets. And then I memorized a scene from Jaws on the waterfront, Moby Dick. And I said, you know what? I got to put this together and start performing.
I was just going to say this. I mean, you've got a story to tell here. I mean, yeah. I feel very insignificant. I play the Bee Gees, and you've done quite a few things.
Oh, I love the Bee Gees. One of my favorites.
Now, is Plymouth home? What brought you here? I mean, the ship,
that's a great question.
I mean, what was it?
A couple. One, there's just so much going on here. So I knew when I moved back to the Cape, I was with my girlfriend, Christina, Priscilla Landing in Orleans, but it was just dead.
Uh-huh.
It's very, and I love elderly people, but it's so expensive down there. There's barely any young folks. If you're 50, you're a young chicken on the way down there now.
Sure.
And there wasn't enough going on as
far
as performing. So I came to Plymouth. It's right on the water. I loved it. Everyone told me there's a ton of stuff going on. So we moved here in April, this past April.
Yeah, it's a happening little place.
It is.
More and more so, actually.
Oh, when I perform, you meet people from all over the world.
Oh, sure.
Not the country, but, and it's funny, I can tell people, one day I was out performing, I looked down the street, and it was just like a bubble of happiness. And I looked and it was probably 7 or 8 people, and there was an older gentleman laughing. He had a little girl about 2 years old, and she was giggling, like doing jazzy hands, and they came towards me. I was like, there's no way they're from America. So I said, hey, what's going on, you guys? I'm a traveling troubadour. And he goes, and I go, where are you from? He goes, Sweden. I go, would you like to hear something? He goes, yeah. So I did something. He goes, Shakespeare? And I go, no, that was me. And he goes, even better. And they all started dancing around, even better. Even a little girl threw out a 20 spot, threw it in the air. They're dancing down the road. It's just this ball of happiness. And I watched them drift up down the road, you know. And then I look back, and there's kind of the morose New Englander kicking the ground coming at me. I'm like, oh, man.
But always.
Sweden is the happiest country in the world, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So
we could take a lesson from them over here, couldn't we?
Oh, man.
Boy,
all over. Yeah, for sure, man. So you meet people from everywhere here. So far, the people from Plymouth that I meet from here, especially that I was doing October, November, all the tourists were gone. Just really supportive, awesome people. They're like, I love what you're doing here. So far, and then I'm right on the water. I live on Water Street, so it's just incredible.
Very nice.
Yeah,
okay.
It's really nice.
So you've had a lot of jobs
over the years. I call myself, I can do this quick for you. So I've had 25 jobs. I'm kind of a journeyman. I've worked every gig under the sun. I'll do this one for you. I've worked every gig under the sun. Jack of all trades, master of none. Short order cook, scrub pots and pans, dug steamers off Atlantic Coast sands, bounce for bars in the city that don't sleep, slaving for a-holes and mobsters and creeps. Ashland, Anchorage, Portland too, you name it, Jack, nothing I can't do. Tucson, Portland, Lewiston, Maine, lifting bricks, chopping wood in the dirty cold rain. I can pour your drink and make you laugh, take down a test, even tough math. Answer a hotline, recite a scene, give you the body of your dreams. I've worked every gig under the sun, jack of all trades, master of none. So that's just a little sample. That's a spoken word, but that's how many jobs I've had, yeah.
Now, do you have a favorite out of all of them?
Oh, my God.
I
have a million, but...
So you like them for different reasons, I suppose.
Right. So usually I'll approach people and say, do you love nature?
Uh-huh.
I have a lot about nature.
Okay.
Or do you like to think? So if you want to pick one, I can do a quick one. So I do ones that really make you think a lot,
mm-hmm.
or something based on nature and the ocean. I have a lot of those because I love the ocean. You want
to? There's a lot to love about the ocean.
Oh, my God.
Calming, soothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, here, this is just called Sea Mistress for the folks that love the ocean.
Okay.
I'm heading out. I'm seaward bound. Waves snapping shore, the only sound. And the punch of salt air and its fresh caress swirls my mind like a lover's dress. Gulls bow, feeling transcends as a thick southwest wind. Like glass through the sea, I spy the sand. My sea mistress pulls my hand. Lovers we will always be. My magical, lyrical, spiritual sea. That's what I do for folks that like the
ocean.
That's
great.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
That's great. It's very soothing.
Yeah, that one is. Yeah,
puts you in a little zen place. I like that.
Yeah, it's like it tends to hopefully get you to the ocean somewhere.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so fast forward, you've entered a competition here, Mr. Men's Health and Fitness.
I have, so.
And you are 58 years old.
I'm 50.
And this is the radio, and they can't see you, but you are very fit, I will tell the audience that.
Well, I have on my board, if you can beat me in push-ups, you can take the tip jar. So whatever's in the tip jar, but if I beat you in push-ups, you got to pay what's in the tip jar.
Has anybody ever taken that challenge?
No,
sooner
or later, a Navy SEAL is going to bang out 120 in front of me. I could probably get 90.
Uh-huh.
But no, just a couple people have challenged, but I do it for fun. But you know what
sure.
I mean? We'll see. But it's a little promo. Yeah, so anyway, someone forwarded it to me, and I've been thinking and working on a one-man show that's done, probably for 5 years, but I really started it a year ago, and it's ready to go. But I know I need a good amount of money to get a theater or a performance space somewhere on the South Shore is where I'd like to do it. So I probably need somewhere, I'm guessing, between like 30 and 50 grand to rent the space, you know, rehearse, get all the different folks with me that I need. So I saw this competition. If you win, it's $20,000. And they also put you in Men's Health to cover, and I guess it's a $30,000 shoot. I'm not really sure why it would cost. I don't know if they're paying a new face on me. That's an expensive shoot. But anyway, that's what they do. And so I thought, geez, I'll do it as a lark. I just kind of said, I'll do it.
Okay.
So what happens is people can vote for me. All the money, if they want to buy votes, like 10 votes or 10 bucks, 20 votes, et cetera, all goes to this B Foundation. And that money in the B Foundation does research for cancer for children, adolescents.
Yes, the Andrew McDonough Be Positive Foundation.
Exactly, yep. So it all goes to a great cause, and you can vote free every day. One day, that's okay. Okay. So,
You can purchase votes beyond that, and all of that money that they're going to buy, say they could buy 10 votes for you, they could buy, 25 votes for you. Yep. All of that money is going to go to this charity, which is the Be Positive Foundation. Their website, by the way, if you'd like to get some more information there, bepositive.org. And you can find out what they're all about. And
yep, 100% goes to them. So if nothing else, it's a great cause.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I thought, geez, you know what? If I could win it, it would be dynamite for my and the show. So folks know, I've always loved Moby Dick. Mm-hmm. And it's called Taming the Dragon. I'm the dragon, and I've been challenged throughout my life to kind of keep an even keel. So I could always relate to Ahab. For folks who have read Moby Dick, they might not have. Mm-hmm. He kind of is off the wall to hunt down this huge sperm whale that took his leg.
Mm-hmm.
But I also relate more to the sperm whale, actually, because he's just a sperm whale out there doing his thing, chilling, and people are hunting him down. So the show is loosely based on that, a lot of spoken word, a lot of rap, a lot of acoustic music and monologues, and a little mental health woven in there. I've battled really toughly with mental health throughout my life, as did my brother, who I lost February 15th. He took his life. It's been tough, to say the least. And where it ties into men's health is really I take care of myself physically, because whatever depression you suffer with, whatever mental health, I'm a firm believer that it's better than any kind of medication. And medication is great if it works for you, but staying active, you can't beat. So that's why I stay fit.
Yeah, definitely the working out factor in the fitness that fuels.
Oh, just the endorphins.
Some definitely good mental health well-being.
You never finish and say I'm worse off if you're really having a bad day.
Right.
If that happens. So it's all kind of tied in. So if I did win it, that money would go, and I'm going to do the show no matter what, but it would be a great hurdle to jump to have that extra money because Massachusetts is so expensive here now, the most expensive state in the country now. So trying to, make enough money, pay my bills, and raise money for this show is challenging.
I mean, it's, to listen to your story is... you sound like a guy who, you love what you do. You go out there, you perform, you're making people happy.
Yeah.
You're having a good time doing it.
Yeah.
And you've moved around a lot. You've worked, you were a teacher, in a challenging atmosphere, like you said.
Yeah.
But your life has not been all smooth sailing and without its challenges,
sounds like. That would be an understatement. Yeah. And I don't want to take everyone's time, but for folks out there that have been through mental health, I think the challenging thing about mental health now, folks say it's out in the open now. It's, you're not alone. And the hard thing about mental health is you kind of are alone, because when you're down, there's not many people that really want to be around it. And that's very understandable. But when people get cancer, they don't suddenly stop speaking to you and say, the chemotherapy is just too much. I can't be around you. Mm-hmm. Or just stop talking to you. With depression, people do that. And it's not anyone's fault, but that's a reality. Even great friends, it can almost be like a ship going down and the rats are your friends and they are swimming for the island. So mental health is very tough because it makes you even more depressed when everyone leaves. But understandably, no one really wants to be around it. So for people out there that do suffer from it, and I don't even like to use it's challenge, it's not suffer. I'm here with you. If you see me on the street, you can give me a hug. But really, I'm out there to bring people to think, to laugh, to get out of themselves, off their phone, and in the here and now. And I think that's so important today in this world.
So you entered this competition.
Yeah.
First, and foremost, because you, number one, you've lived a colorful life.
Yep.
And you have a story to tell.
Yep.
And you'd like to put that together and tell that. So
yes.
As part of this competition, there's a couple aspects. You would be able to win money.
Yep.
That would enable you to put together a one-man show and tell that story.
Correct.
Also to raise some money for a charitable cause, which is a great thing.
Correct.
So, okay, right now, according to this website, you are leading in votes there, sir. So congratulations to you. Perhaps with the help of some of our listeners that you will continue to do that and carry you all the way to the end here.
I hope so. There are a lot of cuts. So what happens, Rob, is Wednesday night, 10 o'clock our time, Eastern time, the first round ends. The top 20 guys from each group, they didn't tell many groups there are, go to the next round. I'm number one in my group, which is great. Then the next round will happen, and then it's going to be all about promoting. That's how this, unfortunately, there's no judges, no one to say you're the most fit, you have the coolest story. So I like to promote myself, but at the same time, there's no real judges. It's up to the public.
So it's up to the votes. I mean, you can't have a push-up contest to win.
Nope, it doesn't matter.
Because you would
hopefully
win.
If you win, you better look okay for the magazine.
But well, that's, you know.
Yeah, but no, it's not based on that.
I mean, they're not going to have to Photoshop you.
I hope not.
I mean, me, forget it.
Maybe the dome, dude. Maybe the face.
Well, you know.
But, you know, I have one that's called I Woke Up. I don't know if anyone plans their week, their year. They have New Year's resolutions. And we all think we know what's going to happen. And a lot of times we don't.
Oh,
so
sure.
This is called Anything Could Happen. Anything could happen. It could happen today. You could fall in love in a minute and watch it fade away. Because we were all born, we'll all die in a day. Anything could happen. It could happen today. You could see the crimson moon slide gently over the bay, or see ocean fog as it slowly fades away, or hear early morning church bells ringing in the new day. Anything could happen. Could happen today. You could catch a stranger and see fear in the corner of their eyes, or freeze in the darkness to feel panic rise, or read about the hatred and the racist cries and the crooked politicians and all their lies. Because anything could happen. It could happen today. Is it early morning promise? It's hard to say. But we were all born, we'll all die in a day. Anything could happen. It could happen today.
Now, how easy is that to just come to you? Because it seems like it just kind of comes out of you. Where does that come from?
Tons of practice. So honestly, people say I do not have a good memory.
Okay.
So I work on it when I'm driving. I work on it before I go to bed.
Uh-huh.
It's my own writing. So I do Shakespeare. I do a scene from Hamlet out on the street. And I do a scene from King Richard III. That's difficult because the language is tough and none of it rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to study because you don't know what you're saying in that old English.
Of course.
My writing, a lot of it rhymes. It's my own writing too. But still, I got to work on it. I try to memorize one new one a week. You know, the ones I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are thought-provoking. Some of them are all about nature, because a lot of people, you know, obviously don't want to be thinking right now in this world, because it can be hard to think about what's going on. And honestly, my biggest hits are the raps. So I do tons of raps, no swears.
Mm-hmm.
And I was down for Mother's Day, and a whole family came by. It was probably 10 of them. And they're like, nah, I'm good. And I'm like, well, what are you good at, not having a good time? And the mother, who was probably 85, said, I want to hear a rap. So she had a cool hat on.
Yep.
I started doing a rap. She started dancing around with me. A whole crowd gathered. She was so funny. And at the end, I said, are you single? And she gave me a huge hug. You know, so that's what it's all about. But actually, my rapping, because a lot of kids, there's this group of kids down at the waterfront. They're awesome. They call themselves the Yellow Pandas.
Uh-huh.
So one day I was down there memorizing my lyrics, and I look up, and there's about 10 regular bicycles surrounding me. I say, dudes, what's going on, man? What's up? And they said, who are you? And I said, oh, I'm the traveling troubadour. You know, I do Shakespeare, spoken words, scenes from movies, rap. And the kid goes, you rap? And I go, yeah, you want to hear some? He goes, okay. So I busted out a rap. And the kid goes, that was tight. I go, well, what's your guys' deal? He goes, well, we're the yellow pandas of Plymouth. I go, well, what's your guys' deal? And he goes, we look for trouble. I go, whoa. You know, these kids are in eighth grade. They're awesome. So I go, okay. Well, I go, what's your name, dude? He goes, Killian. I go, Killian, where are all the chicks? He goes, they can't handle us.
Oh, my God.
I go, no, they can't. So he goes, Troubadour, I want to hear another rap when we come back. You know, 2 weeks later, there they are again. I bust out a new rap, and they go, wow, what else do you do? So I did On the Waterfront with Brando.
Mm-hmm.
They said, and they loved it. And these kids are 16, and that movie was done in the 50s. So that they go, wow, tell us about the movie and Brando, and I did. And then I did one of my spoken words, and they loved it. And I was really surprised at these kids in eighth grade. So they always follow me now. They show up every week, the Yellow Pandas.
Wow.
Yeah, there's like four or five girls. And if you guys are out there, it's Des the Traveling Troubadour. So they're great. They're awesome.
His name is Desmond Curran. He is the Traveling Troubadour. He's a performing artist. You can find him on the streets of Plymouth. He's entered the competition for Mr. Men's Health and Fitness to try to raise money to fund a one-man show for quite an interesting lifetime story he has to tell. Also, to raise some money for a great charity, the Andrew McDonough Be Positive Foundation provides financial assistance to families, funds childhood cancer research, brings awareness to the fight against childhood cancer. You can get more information, of course, about that charity at BBEPositive.com. thepositive.org. Desmond, your favorite part about doing what you do?
So I've had 25 jobs in my life, and this is by far my favorite. Number one, because I love to make people think. I love to make people laugh. A lot of people really laugh. And I love to make people come out of themselves and even draw people out that might be a little resistant. And probably more than anything, I love a crowd. But if I can big people out of their own head, even for 5 minutes, and laugh or think, you know, what's better than that?
I was going to say, it seems like that's something that comes natural to you. You know, you can take people that perhaps don't want to be bothered on the side of the road, when they're going about their mission of, you know, wherever they're headed, whether they're shopping or they're on their way to lunch or they're trying to find
Mayflower. I try,
But you seem to be able to kind of draw them in and get
Well, that's
them.
The challenge of street performing.
Sure.
And let's be honest, in the world we live in now, there's a lot of gratuity. If someone gets hit by a car and someone films it, that's it, they're an influencer. So it can be a challenge when people are going by. I often say they might be walking into the water on their phone. They might get hit by a car. And it's not just kids.
Sure.
I was in Gunther Tooties last week, and there were 17 people on their phone, and not one person was looking up. So the whole place could have been on fire. And so I'll lead in. I'll do this. This is called losing the soul. This is my thoughts on technology and where we are today. Mm-hmm. We're losing the soul today. What was expected and needed is drifting away. A handwritten letter, a knock on the door, scattered like leaves, ashes on her heartbroken floor. A call to give thanks, a text to check in, has been replaced by selfies and an obsession to win. Surreal but real, will it all end, or do we slowly drift into oblivion? An intimate conversation, a stare in the eye, a long drawn out tearful goodbye, has been swapped for swiping in a self-driving car. With Thoreau sadly watching, feel we've come so far. We're losing the soul today. What was expected and needed is drifting away. A handwritten letter, a knock on the door, scattered like leaves, ashes on Earth's heartbroken floor. So that's my thoughts on technology.
You know, I would like to record that and just have you play it back, I think, once a week for people. Because, I mean, you've just really kind of, you hit the nail on the head there.
Oh,
you know,
thank you, man.
It's amazing that you go out and you watch. You know, and I have this conversation with my friends and family members quite a bit because, you know, it's, you'll go out to dinner and you just see a family of four. The minute they get in that booth, the phone comes out and the head goes down and no one looks at each other.
Or a couple having dinner.
Yeah.
And they're not even talking.
Oh,
are you guys having dinner?
What
is going on?
They sat down in this booth at a restaurant that I go to in Rhode Island, and the phones came out and they didn't say anything. They ordered their food. They came. The food came, and the guy that was in the booth was eating and still going, staring at the phone the whole time. And I'm like, just amazed by it.
No, you could take a bite out of the phone.
So, yeah. I know.
It's we all can get that way. It's easy to jump on TikTok. And I post stuff. I don't enjoy it.
Oh,
It's not my thing. Yeah. Some people, it's not my jam. I don't really. But if you don't these days,
right.
I go try out. I've gone to a lot of the bars here and everything. And they don't even, no, they're nice, but they don't really want to listen. Can I try out for you? Nope. What's your tour dates? And I said, well, I don't really have tour dates.
Yeah.
So it's been a challenge in getting anywhere here. I really want to get into the Spire. So if anyone wants to call the Spire, they were really nice to me, but they thought, we don't know if you can get enough people there.
Right.
And it's a perfect spot for me. So if folks want to call the Spire and say, you got to get the Troubadour in there, that would be awesome.
Okay. His name is Desmond Curran, and he has entered the competition. Mr. Men's Health and Fitness helped raise money for his one-man show. Also, raise money for a charitable foundation, the Be Positive Foundation. Fund research for childhood cancer and more. And that website, bepositive.org. So, Desmond, in closing, you know, for all our listeners out there,
yeah,
you know, the assistance that they can provide you, they can go to the website, they can vote for you, because like you said, this whole thing is based on votes. There is no weigh-in, there is no push-up contest, there is no I have the biggest muscles contest.
No.
So there, I think the public's help and perhaps our listeners' help is integral to what you're trying to do here.
That would be all. I mean, if people can, like I said, people have been so kind in Plymouth, a powerhouse gym in Plymouth. They've been amazing down there. So maybe we have only a couple of seconds left here. I'll leave you with this. This is called Thumbnail Moon. So I was driving commercial fishing last summer. I didn't perform in Plymouth at all. And I saw a moon up there, and it was just a sliver. So I wrote this. Thumbnail moon hanging, it's missing some tonight. It's sliver imperfection stamped into the fragile autumn night. She knows I'm missing something. She's missing something, too. Just me and that thumbnail moon driving. Driving just us two. I know we're driving somewhere. It just feels like we forgot. And I know I'm missing something. I'm just not sure what. But I know I got that highway and my friend the sliver moon. And wherever it is we're driving, I hope we get there soon. Next to that sliver, the rest of us reside. You can see it in our faces, our wrinkles, and how we sigh. And if we choose to dance to say our last goodbye, or greet a forgotten stranger with wisdom in our eyes. Sometimes we share all of us, sometimes none at all, like the moon we're changing at every nightfall. Full moon in all of us, sometimes we just can't see the power, the brightness, the beauty, who we're meant to be. Because that thumbnail moon is hanging, it's missing some tonight. It's sliver imperfection stamped into the timeless autumn night. She knows I'm missing something. She's missing something too. Just me and that thumbnail moon driving. Driving just us two.
Very nice.
Oh, thank you so much.
His name is Desmond Curran. He is the traveling troubadour here in Plymouth and currently first in his group. So you can help him out. You can vote for him daily, and that costs nothing. You can purchase additional votes, and all the money that you would put towards that would go to the Be Positive Foundation. And the website, MrHealthAndFit.com/2024/Desmond-Curran, C-U-R-R-A-N. Desmond Curran, it's been a pleasure. You know, I can see the joy that you bring to people, and, you know, like anybody else, you've had your challenges, we all do, and, you know, I could see how you put smiles on people's faces every day. So continue to do that, and I wish you all the best with this, and we'll be voting for you.
I so appreciate you guys having me in. It's really nice. Last minute, too. Thank you so much, Rob.
You are welcome. Great. And we thank you for tuning in. Another episode of our South of Boston show here on Easy 99.1. We always appreciate you tuning in, waking up early with us, and spending some of your weekend with us. And, of course, we always appreciate you listening to Easy 99.1.